USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
During her trip to Central America this week, Vice President Kamala Harris told migrants not to come to the U.S.'s southern border, a statement that has received backlash from progressive Democrats. But Representative Henry Cuellar backs the Vice President's message, saying that the U.S. can't invite the entire world to come in. The Texas Democrat tells CNN it's important to enforce a system of legal immigration at the border.
If you ask an immigration judge, usually if you have 100 people asking for asylum, 88% are going to be rejected. So why are we letting everybody in? Why not find a way to do this at the border, give people their day in court? The ones that are supposed to come in, we say bienvenidos. And the other ones, I'm sorry, but you got to be returned back to your country. We got to have... We can't have chaos at the border, just having people coming in.
This is USA Radio News.
My feet hurt. So when Mike Lindell told me about his new My Slipper, I just had to try it. It's more than a bedroom slipper. It's an indoor-outdoor slipper with a three-tier cushioning system that combines two layers of foam with a patented impact gel to keep you from wanting to ever take them off. I love them. They're comfortable, beautifully finished with leather suede, faux fur linings, and an indoor-outdoor sole. And Mike guarantees this will be the most comfortable slipper you'll ever own, or you'll get your money back. 60-day money-back guarantee, one-year warranty, and you can save 40% when you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Mention USA Radio when you get to getting the promo code USA, and they will take good care of you. Save 60% on just about anything on the MyPillow website when you use my promo code USA. MyPillow.com, my slippers.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott announced several initiatives earlier this week to help deal with the situation on its southern border. One of these plans involves building a wall along that border with Mexico. Governor Abbott promised more details on the plan next week. Valverde County Sheriff Joe Frank Martinez believes that a completed border wall would be a first step in protecting his community. He tells Fox News that a wall in his sector of the border would allow him to move his department's resources back to everyday law enforcement.
Well, it helps us for this particular wall here that is unfinished, as you well know. You know, if he'll come in and just put this back the way it was or finish this little piece, that'll alleviate our resources. We don't have to be here because, as you can tell, that they're climbing over it, they're crawling under it. So it will help us, you know, put in a wall beyond these two points that we have here. You know, a mile in each direction would help protect our community and put people beyond that wall. So it would help us a little bit.
This is USA Radio News.
Friends, Mike Lindell's My Pillow, My Slippers make my feet feel better than they have in about 20 years. My Pillow proprietary foam, memory foam, patented impact gel, indoor-outdoor soles, you won't want to take them off, or Mike Lindell will give you your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and save 40% using my promo code USA.
A Florida school documents the pandemic through the eyes of children. Mike Fortier reports.
When students returned to in-person classes at Umatilla Elementary School in Central Florida, they were asked to write down their experiences while under lockdown. Their stories were combined into a book called Through Their Eyes. School media specialist Loretta Vroman reads one excerpt.
It is hard for my family to think that people are losing everything in life. I am sorry for them, and people are dying every single day. There are a lot of cases around the world, and that is sad.
The book proved popular among parents, and soon grandparents and others were asking for copies. The school complied, and Vroman tells Orlando's News 6 they even put a copy of the book into a time capsule.
They were concerned that people in the future will not know what happened. Many times I've been asked, what if people forget? How can we make sure people don't forget?
That time capsule also includes masks and a UV light. It's set to be open in 20 years. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
And forecasters say that a record heat wave is coming next week. Wendy King has more.
The National Weather Service has issued excessive heat watches and warnings for parts of Central and Southern California, Southern Nevada, and Western and Southern Utah and Arizona. The alerts will last all week long. In Washington and Oregon, a slow-moving storm system will keep the coastal areas of the Northwest cool through the week. The risk for wildfire will increase during the heat wave. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.